Hey, welcome back, everyone. This is Jennifer Richmond, and this is the Dwelling Richly Bible Study. Glad that you are here, and we are starting in our second lesson in the Chill Bible Study, going through Psalm 27. How many of you have been with us since the first chapter, the first lesson, Psalm 34? Raise your hand. Is that you? It's kind of weird when I raise my hand. Anyway, those of you who are listening on the podcast, you don't see all the shenanigans, but anyway, I'm glad you're on the podcast as well, but it's just that I have this green screen behind me, and so it's kind of cool to do weird things like that. Anyway, so Psalm 34 was the last couple of weeks in our lesson, and now we're heading over into Psalm 27, one of my absolute favorite psalms. I think I might say that every time that we get into a psalm, but anyway, I really do love Psalm 27, probably because growing up, there were quite a few worship songs that came out of Psalm 27, and we'll probably, if you're familiar with them, maybe you'll hear them, and as we're reading through it today, maybe you'll start singing them. Who knows? So this Chill Bible Study is part of the Dwelling Richly series, and it is designed this summer to help us to rethink stress and rest and how we approach that from a biblical perspective. So many times in the way we're thinking about being stressed is that I got to get away from this circumstance. I got to get away from the things that are stressing me out. And I need to go on vacation. I need to go be by myself. I need to just fill in the blank. I need to do something to relieve my stress or get out of this moment. And I want us to rethink that. And instead of thinking about escaping from the stressful situation that we're in, I want us to think more biblically. And I want us to consider the possibility that God has something for us to find in the moments that we are finding ourselves stressed and we wish we could just chill out, that we could truly chill out in the moment by coming to God and hiding in Him in the moment, and there's no need to escape. And most of us would agree that escaping from our stress through unhealthy means like drinking or drugs or any addictive behaviors that people use to escape their reality, those are always unhealthy, right? But I think also many of us still hold on to that dialogue of getting out of stress by getting out of the situation or wishing it would end, rather than embracing the moment we're in and asking God to refine us and rest us and draw peace from God from within in that moment. And that going on vacation or enjoying a glass of wine or hanging out with friends, all of those things that we find pleasure in aren't designed to just cause us to escape from our stress, but that we should be escaping within God all the time. That's how we should look at it. So I'm going to ask us throughout this study to rethink how we're approaching the stress in our life, our desire to chill, and to truly turn to God in all of those kinds of moments, to come to Him, to hide in Him, to know who we're hiding in, the I am, that's what the I stands for in chill, and then the double L at the end, to let go and really let God take over. So that's what this study's been all about, and now we are on lesson two, and it's a quick and easy lesson, as they all are throughout this study. There are just 7 days in each lesson, and we have 2 weeks in between each study. So if you're just now joining us for the first time and you're excited to get started on lesson two, welcome. I'm really glad that you're here. And if you didn't get a chance to do lesson one, why not go ahead and do that? There's plenty of time to do it between now and the time that we get back together in our next study. So go back over to Psalm 34. But if you are just now joining this study, don't just dive into the very first page of lesson two. Please read the introduction to this story, to this lesson, because I've given my story in the beginning of the lesson, all the way at in the front of lesson one. And, read the introduction, hear my heart there, and also understand the rationale and the foundation for this particular study, but also how we approach the Bible in the Dwelling Richly series. I think you'll find it's a little different than how maybe you've done Bible study in the past. And I hope it's a different approach in a good way for you. All right, well, let's go ahead and get started with our study this morning and have a word of prayer, and then we'll dive in. Join me in prayer. Father God, we bring to you right now our heart, our mind, our soul, our bodies, every care that we carry into this moment right now. We want to lay it before you and ask the Lord that you would help us to release to you the things that would be a distraction from truly embracing you and your word today. Help us to read your word with a fresh heart and a mind, and give us the wisdom that we need to understand it as we go through it today. In Jesus' name, everyone said, Hallelujah. Amen. All right. Good job. Let me go ahead and switch the screens for you. And again, if you're listening on the podcast, you can always jump over to YouTube or Facebook where I post these videos. But let me switch the screens here so that you can see the Bible study. As a reminder, you can get this Bible study right here on my blog, jennifergrichmond.com. Go to Bible Studies and Devotions. And when you open that page, you'll see, if it loads slowly, like it's loading now, you'll see the Dwelling Richly Bible study page there. Right here, you're going to see the YouTube link, which is a playlist of all of the studies that we do together. It just constantly updates. Then you'll also see other messages that I've delivered. A recent one was, Why Does God Allow Evil? You might find that interesting. And then below that, you'll see previous studies. So our most recent previous study was a 12-week study through Ruth and Esther. But right now, we are Rethinking Rest and Stress, and that's the chill study. So when you click that link, it'll open up the study. There you go. And just scroll down to the current page that you need and print it, or just use it online. So we're in lesson two, Hide in Him. And again, C-H-I-L-L, we're using as a way to help us to focus on five ways to chill, right? Come to Him, hide in Him, know the I am, for the I, let go and let God. This is lesson two, and it's day one. And as always, we begin with prayer, which we've done. Good job. And then today we're going to be reading through the whole psalm for the first time. And so I'm going to read to you where we're heading in this so that you can have that in your mind as then we go and read the psalm. So welcome to lesson two in our study, our chilled study, where we'll be rethinking stress and rest in our lives from a biblical point of view. Lesson one focused on the C in chill, come to God. In this lesson, we'll look at the H in chill, hiding in God. We'll be studying through Psalm 27 together. Be sure to join the online community each morning on Facebook. Hello, YouTube. Hi there. And the Dwelling Richly podcast. Hey, podcasters. So we're going to read and write Psalm 27. There are pages at the end of this lesson for you to write, or you can write in a journal of your own. Consider reading this psalm from different translations each day. You can also find Psalm 27 in the NIV printed on page 32 of this lesson. We're going to answer the question, who wrote this psalm? Write Psalm 27:5. That's our memory verse for this all for two whole weeks. Just one verse. You guys can totally do that. I know some of you just bailed on it last time and you did not commit Psalm 34:8 to memory last time. Do it this time. I challenge you to get God's word and hide it in your heart. So Psalm 27:5 is our memory verse. And then get some post-it notes. Get a fun bright pink one like this. Write Psalm 27:5 on it and stick it on yourself. No, don't do that. You can't read it if you do that. Stick it on your friend's face instead. And or your mirror or your car dashboard. Get a cool purple pad like this. Write them on small ones. Or get the little guys. Oh, look, I have this one too. These little cute small ones. Or here's another funny shape one. Go to the office store and just get some post-it notes. Write them and stick them. And you know what? The whole family will get exposed to the scripture by doing that as well. And then as we read, write any thoughts that come to your mind. And if you relate to any feelings expressed, and I've given you some page space right there to do that. All right, let's go ahead, hop over to Psalm 27. And we're going to read it out of the NIV today. And we're going to make note of who the author is. And then, of course, what our memory verse is. We'll make sure we get that. Just a reminder, I use a variety of different web-based Bible study tools. This one is Bible Gateway. I went ahead and got a membership to, I'm going to move this down here so you can see the top. I went ahead and paid for a subscription to it so I can get some extra features. And I love being able to do that. And so when you, what's our verse? 5, right? Yeah, 27:5, just making sure. So I like to highlight that. And there's our memory verse. So it'll save it now that I've highlighted it. So use Bible Gateway. And don't forget up here, this little feature there will enable you to read it in other versions. So here's New American Standard, for example. I've already preset which ones I like, the Amplified, and it'll go up to 5. So I'm going to close those. Well, I guess I could leave it open so you can, if you're following along the screen, you can see it. Those of you, again, on Bible on the podcast won't be able to, but you can always hop over and see it there. All right. From the, that's distracting. I'm not going to do that. Let's just do from the New International Version. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Wow. Again, I found myself kind of singing it almost as I'm reading it, but a couple of quick things. First of all, who's the author? David says it right there. You know, how do we know that, by the way? Did some guy just write that there because he thought it was David? I'm getting my coffee on here. Think about it. How do we know that it was written by David? Well, how do we know that how do we know any of these words? Because these words were written down, recorded on Megillat or scrolls in Hebrew. And when it was written down, it was recorded that David wrote this. That's why. That's why we know it. All right. Let's hop back over to our lesson. And you're going to be writing, and I will be in a moment when I close down this. We're going to write Psalm 27. Let me show you those pages. Scroll. There we go. You see the little water waves there. I provided two pages for you to handwrite out Psalm 27. Please embrace this part of the study. This is a core value in the dwelling richly approach. So we read the word, we write the word, we meditate on the word, we create, bring it all together, and we share the word. We do a lot more, but those are just some of the basics and the core things that the Dwelling Richly Bible Study is based on. So embrace that part of it. You will find that you learn and engage with the scripture in a different way when you write it, when you read it, when you read it out loud. Sometimes I'll ask you to not just read it to yourself, but read it out loud. When you read it from a different translation, when you have somebody read it to you, when you write it, when you memorize it. Okay. All of the above. You get the point. So let's go ahead back over to the Bible study. We hop back up to our page. Oh, there's Psalm 34, by the way. And that's our previous lesson's verse. And then here's Psalm 27. So I have each of those. And each time we move on to the next lesson, I'll go ahead and keep on rotating out our scriptures. So you'll have the two chapters there back to back to look at. All right. I'm really excited. I'm already thinking ahead to what I know is going to happen in the next few days in our Psalm study. So take some time now on your own to write down your thoughts about Psalm 27 in particular. If you relate to any feelings expressed, let me tell you one thing that I relate to today. So the Lord is the light, my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I fear? I'm going to see if I can remember how to spell it. His name is Israel Folau. He's an Australian rugby player, this guy right here. And you can see right there. Okay, so Israel Folau was fired from playing rugby because of his very, very vocal and strong Christian stance and how he posts on social media. He posts biblical truth. He shares the gospel. He shares his love of Christ. He's a strong, devoted, powerful, amazing Christian man. And he's been fired from the from his team and lost his sponsors. So his livelihood has been taken away from him. He's literally, in the truest sense of the word, being persecuted for his faith. He has reason to fear. He has reason to be afraid. The wicked are advancing against him. His enemies and foes are abounding around him. And I don't face that kind of persecution in my life. I might face mild pushback or maybe some verbal assaults. I've had some pretty vicious attacks on Facebook, people private messaging me. But nothing public. I haven't lost my job. My career hasn't been ruined. But I read this and I think, wow, this is where we're coming. This is true in American history right now. This is what's going on around the world. Christians are truly being not just persecuted, but murdered. And in the steps leading up to persecution, harassed, bullied, demeaned, dismissed, and legislated out of the possibility of legally sharing their faith and proclaiming the truth of the gospel. And so I feel this psalm in particular is speaking to me today as I go back and hide in God and realize, all right, I'm not going to hide from culture. I'm not going to hide from my faith and speaking out and sharing and proclaiming the truth of the gospel and every facet of it. But I am going to hide in God because in the day of trouble, like it says in Psalm 27:5, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. This world is not my home. This is not my dwelling, but he will keep me safe in his dwelling. All right. So that's just a thought on how I relate to it. There's quite a few others, but I want to hear from you. You share with me. Handwrite your thoughts out there, take a picture of it and share it in this post. Or if you're posting on YouTube or the podcast, then just write out your comments. And as always, you can connect with me on Instagram. You can connect with our LMCC Women Ministries page, or you can connect with me personally, Jennifer Richmond, on Instagram or on Facebook. On Facebook, we have a few platforms where we post, and that is the church page, La Mirada Christian Church, LMCC Women. I also share these videos over on my blog on Facebook as well. So that's the Jennifer Richmond blog. And then I also share them on Dwelling Richly. The reason why I share it in so many cross-platform ways on one social media platform is simply because some people find me because they look up Dwelling Richly. Others find me through my blog, and others find through the church, and then others still, of course, just find me through me. Hi, Dwelling Richly author. So thank you for finding me and being a part of this community. And some of you don't even attend our church, La Mirada Church, but you're here and you're part of this community. And I want to thank you for that. So as a part of this community, I want you to know that we appreciate your feedback and want to hear from you. So drop a comment and share these videos and what you're learning. But also know that you're being prayed for. And if you drop a comment, I can see your name and I can pray for you by name. So do that. I love praying for you by name. And if you have a prayer request, you can either share it with me right there publicly so we can all see, or you can just private message me that as well. But thank you for being here with me in this study today. And as always, know that you are loved and prayed for. And we look forward to being back here together with you again real soon. Bye-bye for now.